This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Curve offers securities through Kalos Capital, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kalos Management, Inc. Rob offers advisory services through Centum Capital Advisors, LLC. The material presented is not intended to be relied on as a forecast or investment advice regarding a particular investment, nor is it intended to predict or depict performance of any investment, as past performance is no guarantee of future results. Proper wealth advice should always be based on your unique situation. More detailed recommendations can be made by scheduling a visit at our office by calling 937-320-4733 for a more detailed retirement analysis. This second opinion review is free and there is no obligation.
Hello there. I'm Rob Russell and that's Curve Miller. It's time. You're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. Listen, we're often imitated, never duplicated. And today is going to be a terrific show because if you're hoping to retire soon, this show, this episode, is definitely designed for you. We're going to talk about the top four ways to get it right in retirement. The top four ways to get it right in retirement. So, we understand you may already have a plan. Maybe you're working with a financial advisor or financial pro. But you know what? Mike Tyson said everybody's got a plan until they enter the ring and get punched in the face. The key is to have the right coach, in this case, the right retirement coaches. And our team at Russell & Company specializes in helping people just like you enter retirement and stay happily retired. It's not about buying the mutual fund of the week or the annuity of the week. It's about making the right decisions that put you in the right position. So if you're hoping to retire sooner rather than later, you can't afford to miss out on today's episode of Retirement Rescue Radio.
That's right, Robin. You know, we've been featured on Fox, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and Forbes, but we're most proud that you have made Retirement Rescue Radio one of the top-rated shows on WHIO. That's because building and protecting your wealth has a lot more to do than just buying a mutual fund or rebalancing your investment portfolio. Rob and I and our team at Russell & Company are wealth strategists. Now, as wealth strategists, we focus on the three most critical components to your wealth: engineering portfolios with the goal to make a positive return regardless of the market, regardless of what's going on in Washington. Mm-hmm. We want to help you give less to the government in taxes, and we want to focus on giving more to your family with a bulletproof estate plan. Now, you can find out more about what we do at Russell & Company and how we help people just like you by going to TotalWealthAdvice.com. That's TotalWealthAdvice.com.
Yeah, and even if you've been to our site before, you want to go check it out. We did a complete makeover. There's a really cool button that you can click to test drive our planning process to understand how we work. Also understand what's our culture like. You know, what's it like not only to work for Russell & Company, but what's it like as a client? When you come in our doors, what is the whole experience like? So definitely check out TotalWealthAdvice.com. And you can also schedule a visit or request a visit with one of our wealth managers and do so by going to TotalWealthAdvice.com and open up a little chat window and say, I'd like to set up a visit. Would you please connect me? So listen, if you're hoping to retire soon, again, this show is designed for you. Curve and I are covering the top four ways we found time and time again that the happiest, most successful retirees do. What do they do to get it right in retirement? We're going to talk about tax efficiency. What's your number? The third thing, controlling volatility. And the fourth thing that successful, happy retirees do to get it right in retirement is they invest like the smart money does. So we're going to talk about those four things. But before we step through each of those top four ways, we'd love to share with you each week a handy health tip, because it doesn't matter how much wealth you have unless you're healthy enough to enjoy what you've saved. Now, there's a lot of studies out there talking about how important it is to keep your brain active, especially as we age, in order to protect it and insulate it from dementia and the aging process in general. So it's a hot subject, but
oddly, little is known about how to actually do it. Recent work, for instance, has shown that yoga and meditation may do more for mental acuity than computer programs that are designed for that very purpose. I used to have a game that I used to play called Brain Age years ago. Gosh,
That was on the Nintendo DS, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Uh-huh. So Brain Age, you would constantly try to get better, and it would score your brain based on these cognitive tests, but it made it fun. But recent studies are saying that yoga and meditation are better than even Brain Age and other computer programs. And now a new study in Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience finds that people who stay busier as they age may also have better scores on tests of memory and cognition, which is what we all want, especially as we age.
Absolutely. And, you know, on my phone here, I'm looking at it right now. I have an app called Lumosity.
Oh, yeah.
And so I love it. I mean, it's just one of those things that I can put a reminder on. And so every night at 10 o'clock at night, my little reminder comes on that I need to do my two quick little exercises to kind of keep sharp. So.
Huh, and the show is not sponsored by Luminosity.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, this is a cool thing. You know, Rob, you're exactly right that, you know, most people we find will continue working, you know, just so that they can keep sharp. You know, I think that's important is, you know, we talked about this on a past show a couple weeks ago about, you know, having a purpose. You know, once you retire, you know, making sure that all the hard work you put in, all the money is saved is actually, you stay busy with it. You got to have a plan to use it. So, but staying sharp and all that stuff goes a long way.
Well, that's why you tune in to our show here on Retirement Rescue Radio, is you're wanting to be the best version of you. You want to make sure that you're up to date with the latest strategies, the latest approaches to protecting and creating wealth, regardless of the markets, to saving on taxes, to keeping it in the family. Mm-hmm. So that just shows you're trying to stay mentally active because you want more of something.
That's right.
More return, more safety, more income in retirement, more in your family. You know, whatever that is, that's why you tune in to this show. Above all else, it's not about buying a mutual fund or a collection of thousands of mutual funds. That's irrelevant. That is irrelevant if you don't have all this other stuff figured out when it comes to retiring happily and staying retired. And that's, again, today's show is the top four ways to get it right in retirement.
You know, I can imagine many of you have experienced a lot of ups and downs financially and emotionally. I'm sure many of you have experienced some level of stress with all the craziness in Washington. You know, but Rob, I think you just hit the nail right on the head. Many of you listening right now are listening because you want to get better. You're open to new ideas. You're open, you know, to learning. You know, but you know, more importantly to me, what it tells me is that you're open and you're looking for a better life. A more rewarding, a more meaningful life. So that's exactly what we intend to do today is lay out the four ways that you highly successful retirees get it right in retirement. So the first one, Rob, you had mentioned it earlier, is tax efficiency. Tax efficiency is critical. And it has a lot to do with finance. You know, a lot of people don't realize the history of our firm starting back in 1972 started as a CPA firm. You know, it's like, you know, we have a tax in our DNA. Now, I myself don't prepare taxes. I know, Rob, you don't either. But you know what we do? We surround ourselves with some of the smartest minds in the tax world.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's what's after tax that counts.
Bingo.
You know, you could spend you could spend all your money, but that's the thing is that the government's going to want a piece of every dollar you spend if you're spending from your IRAs.
Right.
You've saved your whole life to build this huge nest egg. And here's the dirty little secret. Every one of you listening right now, your largest asset, worth more than your house, more likely, is your 401k, your thrift savings plan, your IRA, you know, past 401k rollovers, whatever. You know, that pre-tax money, that money you took a deferral of right out of your paycheck, is money that's never been taxed. It's your most tax-infested account. And if you don't have a plan to address the taxes that are built up inside of it, I'll tell you right now, the government's got a plan for you.
Well, let's say you've got $500,000 saved up, did a pretty good job saving for retirement. You got $500,000, you're about to retire, and you go, okay, I'm going to start taking income off of this. Okay. So I need $20,000 a year from this account or 25. We'll say 25. So I need $25,000 a year of income. Well, you have to pay the taxes because it's $25,000 of taxable income. So what you're going to net after that $25,000 is a lot less.
You got it.
And furthermore, if your estate plan is not set up right, okay, perfectly. And we see a lot of estate plans not set up correctly, which is why we work with some of the brightest minds on the estate planning side in Ohio and around the United States, is because a lot of estate planning, trusts, wills, so on and so forth, are not set up in a manner to avoid the IRA tax time bomb, which is simply this: when you're gone and your IRAs, 401ks, or TSPs go to the next generation, your kids most likely, they can go in a lump sum, they can go in a lump sum payout, meaning that $500,000, all of it could be taxed in 1 year. There's ways to avoid that, though.
Absolutely. It's a very important point, Rob, is that, you know, many of you look at your statements and you go, wow, you, look, I got $1 million. You know, my IRA finally got to that number. And I find that that's a number that many of you get excited about. Sure. That's a big number.
It's just like Robin, was it Robin Leach back in the 80s? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. You know, it was the $1 million mark back then. When I grew up, that was it.
Yep.
If you did that, then, you know, you're on easy street, so to speak.
That's right. Yeah, you're a millionaire. You're a millionaire. But, you know, if that money is in an IRA or 401k or tax deferral, I mean, really, not to rain on the parade a little bit, but, you know, 30% of that or more is the government's. So, you know, your real money could be $600,000 to $700,000, depending on the ultimate tax bill, when you start taking that money out. Or like Rob, you just said, if there's no plan B, and unfortunately the good Lord calls you home early, and the money goes to your family, and your family doesn't have a plan to use that money, and they say, look, you know, I didn't realize, you know, I thought I was inheriting an IRA, I thought I could put it in my IRA. Well, that's a prohibited transaction, according to the IRS. So you got to be very, very careful. Tax infestation on these large accounts, you know, is setting it up. It's a tax time bomb, you know. So, and beyond that, Rob, you know, I think when we talk about tax efficiency and why, you know, this is one of the top, you know, top four ways that, you know, retirees get it right, is because they actually pay attention to what's after tax.
Well, they surround themselves with, you know, they have strategic delegation. So they surround themselves with the right professionals, the right advisors. And it's not about trying to, okay, I'm working with this tax planner over here. I'm working with this person to help me manage my money. I'm working with that estate plan attorney. One thing that's really unique about what we do and what we offer to our clients at Russell & Company is something called total wealth management. So we bring the whole picture into clear view. Mm-hmm. So if you're using independent parties, a tax advisor that is kind of on his own, the money manager that's on their own, the estate planning attorney, and they're on their own, nobody's talking. Nobody's getting in the same room. I mean, think about this. When was the last time your financial advisor called you up and said, hey, I'd like to schedule a meeting with you, your tax person, and me to make sure none of your money's falling through the cracks? Doesn't happen. But that's what we do. That's what we do at Russell & Company, is we bring those parties in the same picture to make sure money is not falling through the cracks. In this case, we're talking about taxes.
You got it. And you know, we've actually created a really, really cool guide called The 7 Smart Ways to Lower Your Tax Bill. You can actually get your hands on it by visiting our website, TotalWealthAdvice.com. That's TotalWealthAdvice.com. Like Rob said earlier, we have a really cool, interactive, brand new website. So definitely want to check it out. There's a cool little chat function where literally you can talk with somebody right now and get your hands on The 7 Smart Ways to Lower Your Tax Bill. Really easy read. It's got a ton of information in it, so you don't want to miss out. We got so much more to come, including our They Say segment. We're going to get into the other three ways retirees get it right in retirement, so you don't want to miss out. We'll be right back. This is Curve Miller and Rob Russell with Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Loyalty. It's all about being there. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. So to say thanks for being there, AAA rewards loyalty. Like how you get savings on AAA auto insurance just for already being a AAA member. And the longer you're a member, the more you could save. Also, if you've been with your existing insurance for a while, you'll get a discount when you switch. If you have both AAA auto and AAA home insurance, you could get even more savings. just for being loyal. But your loyalty gets you more than savings. It gets you comprehensive help. Because when your AAA agent knows you better, they can help you better. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local office today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about AAA Auto Insurance Loyalty Rewards.
Hey, this is Larry Hanskin, and the hot summer sun is making it a great day to hang out by the pool. It's even helping make the tomatoes grow, but it's also fading your house. That's right. That once brilliant paint job has started to fade, and you need to make a call today to my friends at University Painters. Call Chris at 630-3800. He'll come out and give you a free estimate, and if you act now, you can take advantage of the summer special of 50% off paint and materials. They do a wonderful job. It's quick. You'll never lift a paintbrush again once you make the phone call to University Painters, 630-3800. I should know, they've done wonderful work for me inside my home, and they do great work outside as well. The time to act is now, because you got to get on the schedule yet this summer. Give Chris a call at University Painters, 630-3800, or go online to universitypainters.com. You think you can paint? Call the pros. University Painters, 630-3800, and get 50% off paint and materials, but you need to call today.
Hi folks, Pete Kasugi at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to sow grass seed, and we have plenty of our famous Green Mat grass seed on hand. Sow this seed now and you'll be mowing in 5 to 6 weeks, no kidding. Remember that name, it's Green Mat grass seed, sold only at our store. It's also time to get the jump on fall and get those trees planted so they'll start spreading roots for a good start next year. And we have all your favorites like Cleveland pear, flowering cherry, flowering dogwoods, and Crimson King maples, dwarf Japanese maples, and all kinds of other varieties. Don't forget our half-price tree bargains. Each week from now till November, we tag many trees for this sale. So come in and look for these clearance trees at half price. Come out to 1309 Brant Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
Hi, this is Steve Bruns of Bruns General Contracting, based in Tip City. As an exclusive Nucor Building Systems partner, my family has earned a reputation in Miami Valley for its dedication to quality and craftsmanship, making Bruns one of the area's premier design, build, general contractors. We are proud to be celebrating our 65th year in business. If you would like to join us, we are hiring in many skilled trade positions and project managers. Bruns General Contracting will provide you with health, dental, and vision benefits, life insurance, 401k, paid holidays, vacation time, and more. Please call our office between 8 and 5 at 937-339-2300 to set up your face-to-face interview. We want to hear from you if you share our values of trust, integrity, loyalty, and hard work. Bruns General Contracting is an NFIB member and an equal opportunity employer.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
At New Balance Dayton, we go above expectations and beyond shoes. Hi, I'm Chris. We're here to help runners achieve their goals and push their limits in every sport or adventure they pursue. New Balance Dayton is located in Kettering in the Town and Country Shopping Center next to Rotorua Shoe Center.
More sunshine expected today. A nice day to be outside with lower humidity and highs only topping out in the middle 70s, below average. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Retirement Rescue Radio. I'm Rob Russell. That's Curve Miller. And if you're hoping to retire soon rather than later, the show's designed for you. Curve and I are laying out the top four ways we've seen time and time again successful retirees get it right in retirement. What do they do and what can you learn from them? The first thing we talked about was tax efficiency. They have a tax efficient
plan. They have a proactive tax advisor that's working alongside with their financial advisor. I mean, think about it. When's the last time your financial advisor even asked to see a copy of your tax return, for heaven's sakes? Chances are, never. And if even if they did, they probably don't know how to read the darn thing. So we talk about these top four ways to get right in retirement. It's time for our They Say segment, where we debunk the common myths, half-truths, and rotten advice peddled by bankers, brokers, money managers, and a government gone wild. By the way, before we jump into our They Say, I love the They Say, okay? Before we jump in, I know we've got a lot of traffic on our website. People like you requesting the 7 Smart Ways to Lower Your Tax Bill Guide. Don't miss out. Go to TotalWealthAdvice.com. Request your 7 Smart Ways to Lower Your Tax Bill Guide. You've heard Glenn Beck talk about it here on WHIO. It's your chance to get your hands on the guide as well. It's super easy. All right. So, again, we're talking about the top four ways to get it right in retirement. Curve, you get this week's They Say.
Okay.
They Say, why don't you just invest in a broadly diversified, widely diversified portfolio of mutual funds, okay? It's going to ride the market up. Yeah, it's going to go down, but, you know, over the long term, it should perform well, and you can take income from that. What do you say?
Well, the first thing I'd say is I think that your income should be based upon math, not the markets, because nobody knows what the markets are going to do. You know, the markets go up and the markets go down. So you got to have a plan that's a little bit more thought out than just kind of riding a roller coaster hoping that it goes up. And so, you know, I think of things pretty simply. You know, I'd say, what is your number? Do you know your number? So after everything you have coming in fixed income, your Social Security, your pensions, whatever it is, part-time work, what are you short every month? You got to know that number. Then you take that number and you apply it to some of your savings. Okay, so for instance, let's say you need 4%. Your targeted return is 4%. Well, you got to understand that that 4% comes from one of two places. It comes from cash or it comes from hope. Now, here's the thing is that if you have cash flow is like the dividends, the income you're getting by holding an investment. Okay. And the hope part is the hope that the markets are going to go up. And sometimes, obviously, they go down. So that 4% you're trying to create is a combination of those two things. So you got to understand, what is your portfolio? What is your money producing for you from a cash flow perspective? You know, weeks past, we've talked about Mike, who had a portfolio, $1 million. He needed 4.8% was his number. We looked at his income coming in his existing portfolio. He had 1.8% in cash flow. That means the other three has to come from hope. The majority of his income plan was based on something that was completely outside of his control.
So $30,000 a year came from hope. He was hoping, his advisor was hoping that he'd make enough to support his lifestyle.
Exactly.
Wow.
You got to flip those numbers around. I want the bigger number on the cash flow side. I want, you know, if you're relying on your investments for income, you really need to think about where that number is going to come from. That's the most important thing we can talk about. So, you know, we're going to talk about this more after the break too. And then we're also going to talk about controlling volatility and investing like the smart money. So you do not want to miss out. We've got so much more to come. This is Curve Miller and Rob Russell with Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story. Today we remember the tragedy that occurred at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon 15 years ago.
High pressure building in, giving way to a very nice couple of days. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, there's been a hit-and-run reported on Mia Avenue in Dayton. Also have a traffic call reported on Brandt Pike and Harshman Road in Dayton as well. And it's our top story. Today marks the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. Hijackers ran planes into the Pentagon, the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, and also crashed another plane in the fields in Pennsylvania. President Obama spoke about all of these events this morning at the Pentagon.
The question before us, as always, is how do we preserve the legacy of those we lost? How do we live up to their example? And how do we keep their spirit alive in our own hearts?
Nearly 3,000 people died in those attacks. Here at WHIO, we want to encourage everyone to fly the flag today and never forget the tragedy that happened on that day 15 years ago. Now, today is a day of mourning for the United States, but especially for the students of Fairmont High School right here in the Kettering area. 1 week ago today, 16-year-old Ronnie Bowers was shot.
Last Sunday, somebody shot the Kettering teen while he was giving friends a ride home from Altar Fest. There will be a public memorial service for Bowers at Fairmont High School.
WHIO's Kate Bartley says Bowers family members will be greeting people at that memorial service that is open to the public until 2 p.m. this afternoon. After that, the official service begins.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
Well, Dayton police say they were first forced to shoot a man last night on East 3rd Street.
Police Chief Richard Beal tells us the 53-year-old was involved in a motorcycle crash on East 3rd Street. He says the man became agitated and put a gun to his own neck. Officers perceived that man to be a threat and they fired 5 shots.
That's WHIO's Kate Bartley. She says that the man is in stable condition today after being hit in the arm and torso by officers' gunfire. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
Lots of sunshine is expected today. Really a great day to be outside. Lower humidity. Temperatures only topping out in the middle 70s, but just below average for this time of the year. Overnight tonight, mainly clear skies. Lows in the low 50s, so a cool start to your Monday. More sunshine tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 HD radar. It's all clear throughout the Miami Valley and just simply beautiful out there. Looking at nothing but clear blue skies and lots of sunshine from our studio here in Dayton, and cool temperatures too. It's currently 66 degrees in Springfield and 67 degrees here in Dayton at 11:33. Be a great day to be outside if you have the chance to do so. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
We're old school. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and we don't go along with what's popular. We choose instead to stick with what's right. We believe in quality and are committed to building mattresses that are not only comfortable, but offer support and durability as well. We only believe in new technology when it adds value as opposed to just increasing price. As a result, we still build our mattresses equally on both sides so they can be flipped and turned to provide you with a better quality sleep for a longer period of time. We still use natural cotton in our upholstery layers to provide you with natural, breathable comfort. We also still use real working modular box springs that bend and flex to help extend the life of your entire mattress set. While none of these old school practices are common today, every single one of them helps to create a better bed, and therefore a better value. That's why we follow them. And that's why we're more than just a mattress store. So experience an original at the Original Mattress Factory.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
North Dayton.
Hi, folks. Pete Kasugi at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to sow grass seed, and we have plenty of our famous Green Mat grass seed on hand. Sow this seed now, and you'll be mowing in 5 to 6 weeks. No kidding. Remember that name. It's Green Mat grass seed, sold only at our store. It's also time to get the jump on fall and get those trees planted so they'll start spreading roots for a good start next year. And we have all your favorites like Cleveland pear, flowering cherry, flowering dogwoods, and Crimson King maples, dwarf Japanese maples, and all kinds of other varieties. Don't forget our half-price tree bargains. Each week from now till November, we tag many trees for this sale. So come in and look for these clearance trees at half price. Come out to 1309 Brant Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
WHIO News Time is 11:36. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Rob Russell, and you're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. And today, we are talking about the top four ways that we've seen that retirees get it right in retirement. We've already talked about being tax efficient. Listen, it's what's after tax that counts. We also talked about during our They Say segment, we talked about what is your number? Mm-hmm. Knowing what you need between what you have coming in traditional income sources, Social Security, pension, and what you need to supplement so you can have quality of life. So we talked about how important that is not to rely on hope when it comes to knowing your number. Mm-hmm. So, and we're going to get back into the final two. But before we do that, I think it's important to say, you know, look, all this stuff, this wisdom that we share with you today is only going to affect your life in a positive way if it's applied. And part of that is having the right coach. You know, think about it. If you're a golfer, I like to golf. And actually, I haven't been playing much golf at all. I used to play a lot more before I had kids. But of course, you know, now I can try to golf with the kids, teach them how to play.
That's right.
But I've played two rounds this year, and I've been lights out. And almost
really?
To the point where people, because I have to put my handicap in. I'm an 18 handicap.
Okay.
So I'm a bogey golfer.
Okay.
And so, you know, here I am, I go into a stag event with one of my friends, and we end up winning the whole thing because I played lights out golf. I shot an 82 on my own ball. So people are like, you're not an 18 handicap. Anyway, long story short, but I love golfing. So, but if you're a golfer and you're trying to get better.
Yeah, you're trying to be a lot better, amaze your friends, beat them.
Yeah.
You're trying to be the best. Right.
Yeah, you want to hire a good coach or a caddy. I'm not going to go out, if I'm trying to improve my golf game, I'm not going to go hire a dance instructor, for instance. So you want to hire the right coach to help you get it right in retirement planning.
Mm-hmm.
Not all financial planners are created equal. You know, some deal with people who are getting out of college, getting out of debt. Some focus on the accumulation side of your life. Others, like us, wealth strategists at Russell & Company, focus on what happens when you're nearing or in retirement. The game's totally different. Totally different. Because guess what? It's not so much about growth and risk in your money anymore. It's about making sure you preserve and have a plan to use what you saved throughout your so you don't run out.
And most financial professionals, they dabble in a bunch of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They work with people of all ages and backgrounds. Our show is called Retirement Rescue Radio, which, again, I know that it's very flattering that others steal our phrasing, talk about retirement rescue events. They use Retirement Rescue. This is the original place, the original home of Retirement Rescue Radio. We've been here for going on 5 or 6 years here on WHIO. And here's the thing, is this is all we do. This is all we do at Russell & Companies. We work with people just like you, help you retire, help you get to that point, make the right decisions, make the right choices, know what questions to ask, because the best is yet to come.
Oh, yeah.
If you have the right coach. But this is all we do. We're not dance instructors, right? So if you're a golfer and you're trying to get better, that's what we do, right? And we focus on one thing and one thing only, because that's the only way you can be best at your craft.
That's right. Yeah, all of our knowledge, everything, day in and day out, it's continually studying how can you understand your portfolio so that we know what you have and then make it better and custom tailor something right specifically for you. So that leads us into the third top way that, you know, what we've seen successful retirees get it right in retirement, and that is controlling the downside, controlling volatility. I'll tell you something. Many of you listening right now have done a great job to this point. I know it because I see you and I meet you all the time. You come in, you request visits with our wealth strategy team, and I see how well you've done. So many of you have done a great job. All you have to do now is not screw it up. Big losses in retirement, they'll kill you. Okay, so we got to understand that, you know, a lot of the industry, a lot of the Wall Street world is, it focuses on averages, average returns. You think about it, you're almost groomed your whole life in your 401k. They just give you all the fund selections and they say, oh, here's the 1 year, here's the 3 year, here's the 5 year, here's the 10 year average returns. Now, if you look at your money, did your money actually average those numbers? A lot of times, no. So think about it. If you had $1 million, okay, you had $1 million saved, and you go out and you just, you know, you pick your own stocks and you pick the right one, and let's say it goes up 60% in 1 year. That's a big number, right? So you're out on the golf course telling all your friends about the stock you got that went up 60%, right? And then, unfortunately, the next year, the stock didn't do so good. It was down 40% in year two. So you're up 60, down 40. Well, it's safe to say from an average standpoint that you made 20% over that two-year period. So you averaged 10% per year. Now, let's do the math on that, though. $1 million went up 60%. Now you got 1.6 million. Minus 40 means you're left with 960,000. So up 60, down 40, 20% over 2 years. But you have less money. The volatility killed you.
But that's how the mutual fund industry advertises their average returns.
You bet you they do.
Which everybody chases.
That's right.
Which is just not the right way to build and sustain wealth.
Absolutely. And let's take it on the flip side. Let's just reduce the volatility associated with that example I just gave you. Let's say you have the same $1 million, and instead of 60, you only go up 30. You go up 30% in the first year. And then in the second year, unfortunately, that portfolio went down 10%. So still up 30, down 10, you still had 20% over the 2 years, same as the other portfolio, right? You average 10% per year. The difference is, though, is, you know what you're left with here? 1 million plus 30% is 1.3 million. Minus 10, you lose 130,000, leaves you with 1.17 million. But see, they have the same exact average. It's because the downside was controlled better. So volatility is a big deal. And this leads, you know, me to one of the most important metrics in understanding your portfolio, and that is, how sharp is your portfolio? You know, Sharpe ratio is a very, very, very important number to know.
Well, it was created by William Sharpe a famous economist back in the 60s, mm-hmm. as a way to measure the risk versus the reward in your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And very few money managers and financial advisors talk about the Sharpe ratio. Yet it's one of the most important things, because it's, what kind of return am I getting for the risk that I'm taking?
That's right.
The lower the number, the more risk for the return you're getting.
Yeah, you're shouldering more risk. So you think about the Sharpe ratio kind of like insulation in your house. Okay. You know, if you have really good insulation and you kind of plop the money down to make sure that the house is airtight, you know, in the wintertime or even in summertime, I guess, you know, when you got the AC running, you know, your home, the better the insulation or the higher the Sharpe ratio, the more efficient your home is. Now, the lower the Sharpe ratio or the lower the insulation in your home, the more cold air that is escaping out through the, you know, the unsealed parts of your house.
Yeah,
your house
less
is less efficient.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So think of Sharpe ratio like that. The higher the number,
the better.
The better.
Yep.
The lower the number, that's the exact opposite of golf.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's more like bowling then, I guess.
That's exactly right. So Sharpe ratio is critical. And I would tell you that this is something that we follow very closely. We want to know that number. And
I think it's one of the most, sorry, Kirby, it's one of the most important numbers when it comes to investing. It's the number that matters the most when it comes to portfolio management and investing in your hard-earned life savings. And here's the thing is, you can look at like the S&P 500 over the last, I don't know, 13, 14 years, and the Sharpe ratio is going to average roughly about 0.4%, mm-hmm. okay, where that's a very low number. It means you took on a significant risk for the kind of return that you could have achieved elsewhere with less risk. That's mm-hmm. what we all want, isn't it? Isn't that what you want? I want lower risk without sacrificing return, or lower risk, and if I could get a little bit more return, that'd be even better. Mm-hmm. We want the least amount of risk with the most maximum return.
That's exactly right. As somebody who has dedicated his life to understanding risk management, I'll tell you, that's what it's all about. It's like, you know, we work with a lot of really, really, really smart people. You know, obviously here at around Right Pat, there's a tremendous number of engineers. And what are we're all trying to do the same thing. My brain thinks that same way, as I'm trying to get the maximum benefit for the lowest cost. You know, you want to make sure you get the best reward with the lowest risk. You know, and that's what it's all about, is that's balancing. You know, I don't want to just jump on an index roller coaster and just hope that it works out. It's like what we talked about, income planning. If your income plan is based upon something completely outside of your control, you could experience some pain in retirement.
You can't be a passive investor and create an income in retirement.
Right.
You can't do it.
Right.
Because if you're a passive investor and you lose 20, 30, 40% a year, mm-hmm. that will wreck your plans for your income.
Yeah, and I think this leads us to our fourth point, Rob.
Yeah.
It's the fourth tip is...
What's the smart money do?
What's the smart money doing? You know, do you think Warren Buffett, when he invests, he just goes buys a bunch of mutual funds?
No.
You know, I mean, what's the smart money doing? What are the largest institutions in this country doing? You know, what are, you know, these large pension funds doing, for instance? What do they do?
Yeah, they're working with billions and billions of dollars. $80 billion, $70 billion, $100 billion. So the chances are they do things a little bit differently in terms of diversification and insulating from the market roller coaster than just diversifying among a bunch of different mutual funds, which is not diversification.
Absolutely. We have the what's called the fiscal house. This is something that we trademarked. I'm so proud of it that we actually have the U.S. Trademark Office, that we actually have this on our wall in our office, that, you know, this is our... Same way we talk about what does the smart money do. You know, you have to have, obviously, your roof of your fiscal house. That's where the risk comes from. That's where you expect growth. The roof money is designed as money you can lose due to forces outside of your control. That's the stock market. The antithesis of the roof is the foundation, and that's the money that's protected. You can only lose if you choose. So those are going to be your accounts, CDs, U.S. Treasuries, fixed annuities, things like that.
Your pension, too.
Your pension, mm-hmm. absolutely. And then you have the walls of the fiscal house, which are really your unconnected investments.
They're insulated from the markets.
They're insulated.
Exactly. Well, so the fiscal house, the roof, walls, and foundation, we're trying to mimic as close as possible what the smart money does, because our goal is the same, is we want to grow and protect wealth regardless of what's going on in the markets.
Right.
Not sit here like a punching bag when the markets throw us a left hook and an uppercut. You know, we don't want to just take it. Mm-hmm. Right? We want to be proactive. Nobody wants to just go, okay, you know, I'm just going to ride the market. That is just it's an ignorant way to invest. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to lose 20, 30, 40% of my life savings. And it's neither does the smart money. The goal is to make money regardless, to move the ball down the field regardless of what the market throws at you.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about that, controlling the downside. You know, big losses, they will absolutely kill you. So, you know what we did? We created a guide. Why not? And this is called Building Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements. You can get your hands on it by going to TotalWealthAdvice.com. That's TotalWealthAdvice.com. Again, the guide's called Building Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements. You don't want to miss out on your opportunity to get your hands on that. So much more to come. We got another break. This is Curve Miller and Rob Russell with Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You drive about 36 miles a day. That's over 13,000 a year. But on average, you'll only use your car insurance once every 160,000 miles. So when you do, it should deliver. But what if you could get help with more often? With non-insurancy stuff,
like getting reunited with keys locked in your car, getting gas delivered when you run out, a tire changed when it goes flat, or a dead battery swapped out. What if you could also get help on good days, like planning awesome trips with awesome people, even saving a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants? Insurance should work at every mile, and it does, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local office today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about how AAA works for you at every mile.
Are your feet hurting? Come to New Balance Dayton and visit one of our fit specialists. We will make sure you are wearing the proper size and footwear for your feet. At New Balance Dayton, we are here to keep your feet happy and healthy. New Balance Dayton is located in Kettering in the Town & Country Shopping Center next to Roto-Rooter Shoe Center.
Hi, this is Steve Bruns of Bruns General Contracting based in Tip City. As an exclusive Nucor Building Systems partner, my family has earned a reputation in Miami Valley for its dedication to quality and craftsmanship, making Bruns one of the area's premier design, build, general contractors. We are proud to be celebrating our 65th year in business. If you would like to join us, we are hiring in many skilled trade positions and project managers. Bruns General Contracting will provide you with health, dental, and vision benefits, life insurance, 401k, paid holidays, vacation time, and more. Please call our office between 8 and 5 at 937-339-2300 to set up your face-to-face interview. We want to hear from you if you share our values of trust, integrity, loyalty, and hard work. Bruns General Contracting is an NFIB member and an equal opportunity employer.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the Easy Country Drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Had an auto accident? It's common to wonder how things could have turned out differently, if only.
No regrets.
If only you had Erie Insurance. Take the Erie Rate Lock feature. Erie won't punish you after an auto accident by raising your premium. Have yet another auto claim? Hey, it happens. With Erie Rate Lock, they still won't raise your rate. It stays right where it is until you change a car, driver, or address. That's better than forgiveness. It's a locked-in promise. One of many reasons more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year. People who treat you fairly, legendary service, great rates. You may have other regrets in life, but with Erie, your insurance company won't be one of them. Go to ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com for a quote or contact your local independent Erie agent today. Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Limited to 3 years in Virginia. Premium may change if you make a policy change. Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Other conditions and limitations at ErieInsurance.com.
Erie Insurance.
More sunshine expected today. A nice day to be outside with lower humidity and highs only topping out in the middle 70s, below average. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Retirement Rescue Radio. I'm Rob Russell, and that's Curv Miller, my loyal co-pilot here every Saturday. And today we're talking about the four top ways to get it right in retirement. We are very fortunate in the fact that we get to see all kinds of plans, work with all kinds of people in Ohio, around the country. So we know what works, what doesn't. We've been able to distill it down to some necessary ingredients for the perfect recipe to a happy retirement. And there's a lot of different top ways to get it right in retirement. But we're talking about the four top ways to make sure you get it right in retirement. And the first one was making sure your plan is tax efficient. That you're working with an advisor, like we do with our clients, that brings your tax situation into the conversations. Look in your tax return every year, because it's only with after taxes that counts.
And remember, we have that 7 smart ways to lower your tax bill guide you can get for free by visiting our website, TotalWealthAdvice.com. A little cool little chat function to say you want to get your guide.
Yeah, absolutely, Curve. Second thing was, what's your number? How much do you have coming in income in retirement? What do you project to have come in retirement versus how much is going out the door in expenses? Well, the difference between those two is your number. So if you have $50,000 of income between Social Security, and maybe you have a pension, and you have $69,000 going out in expenses, well, you have a shortfall of $19,000. So you have to know your number first, and then we build an income plan, a diversified income plan, from different types of investments and approaches to create income in retirement that you won't outlive, and that's key. The third thing was controlling volatility.
Yeah, it's the downside here that matters. You know, big losses will kill you at this stage in the game. You know, the most catastrophic thing that could happen is if you lose half your money due to something completely outside of your control. You know, I can imagine many of you had this conversation back in 2008 that you would never let that happen to you again. You know, if you were looking to retire back then, but now you're back to work, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You got to control the downside. Volatility will absolutely kill you in retirement.
Well, if you control the downside, you let the upside do what it's going to do.
Exactly.
If you control the risk, you unleash the upside of the markets.
Yep.
However, most approaches don't do that. Yep. And that's why we look at the Sharpe ratio and other ratios to make sure that you're getting the best return for the kind of risk that you're taking.
Yep. And of course, the final one was building your fiscal house. And we have a guide, Building Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements. Again, easy to get your hands on. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity. TotalWealthAdvice.com. That's TotalWealthAdvice.com. Or you can schedule a visit with one of our wealth advisors here at Russell & Company. That's simple to do. Give a call, 937-320-4733. Again, 320-4733. Or visit TotalWealthAdvice.com. Well, until next time, Rob, we'll see you all later. And this is Curve Miller and Rob Russell with Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.